Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Ya hlangana kweze kuseni mthwaka zomuhle ngolwesithathu mhlaka 7 kunhlangula 2023 igama ngontungamili nkomo ezihamba phambili uhulumende uthi kusukela namuhla imali yakwamanye amazwe isithengiswa emabhanga wonke elizwe kusetshenziswa intengo yomkambo wemali ozimeleyo Hanchile ebihlelwa yiReserve Bank. Kuqhutshwe inkonzo kukhunjulwa izisebenzi ezedlula amakhulu amane ezadilikelwa ngumgodi eWange Colliery Mine ngomnyaka ka-1972. Kwezemelika owake waba ngusibalukhulu weNew Jersey umnumzana Chris Christie usungula umkhankaso wokuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Usiba lukhulu webhanga elikhulu lelizwe leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Mangutka Uthe kusukela namuhla imali yakwamanye amazwe isithengiswa emabhanga wonke elizweni jikelele kusetshenziswa intengo elawulwa ngumkambo wemali ozimeleyo hatshi le ebihlelwa libhanga lakhe ebingahambelani lomumo wokudilika komnotho. Imali yakwamanye amazwe Ikakhulu eyaseMelika ibithengiswa yiReserve Bank ngentengo ebihlela maviki wonke futhi ebiphansi kuleyo mkambo wensitha lapho idola leMelika elilodwa eselithengwa khona ngenkulungwane zamadola aseZimbabwe ezedlula ezine 4,000 kusiya ku-5,500. Ngeviki ephelileyo, emkambo kahulumende, iReserve Bank ibithengisa idola lakwele Melika elilodwa ngamadola azinkulungwane ezimbili ezilengxenye 2,500. Kodwa izolo bese lithengiswa ngenkulungwane ezedlula ezintathu 3,600. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi phakathi kweviki kuphela idola leZimbabwe lilahlekelwe luhlonzi lwamadola ayinkulungwane i-1,000. Ukugukudeka kwedola leZimbabwe lokhu kuza ngesikhathi sokhetho. Abamabandla aphikisayo abagoqela abe-CCC Vathi ukwanakala komnotho lokho kuveza sobala ukuthi iZANU-PF isiyehlulekile. Kepha yona iZANU-PF ithi umnotho udonsa kuhle futhi isola osomabhizimusi isithi bakhweza intengo kungela sidingo njalo abanye babo bafuna inqotshwe kukhetho. Sibuze isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela abathengi i-Consumer Rights Association umnumzana efidlela Ncube ukuthi ulibona njani inyathelo leReserve Bank.
Ukuphuza ukufunda kuyahlupha, inkani iyahlupha. Kudala abaziyo bakhuluma kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kusise ndawo ukuthengisa imali yangaphandle ngomkambo lokuthiwa yi-auction. Kumele ithengiswe nje ikhululekile emabhenki. Kwakufanele ngabe kwenziwa kudala khona lokhu namhlanje ekukhulumayo iReserve Bank. Ngakho-ke akusezi kusebenza ngendlela okade kuzasebenza ngayo. Nxa uqathanisa lokuthi ngabe lesi sinqumo sathathwa emuva ngale okuningi kungakonakali njengalokho sekuyikho khona namhlanje. Ngakho-ke lanxa sithathwa lesi sinqumo, amandla aso lokuhlakanipha kwaso lokunqanda umonakalo sekubuthakathaka ngokuba into eziningi sezichithekile ebezizancedisa ukuthi isinqumo esinjengalesi sisebenze ngendlela efaneleyo.
Ngamanye amazwi Ncube uthi akulabubelo obuzaba khona.
Idola leZimbabwe lizaqhubeka lisiwa ngokuba kalifunakali. Aliwiswa yikuthi kumbe abantu bayalizonda, liwiswa yikuthi abantu kabalithembu ukuthi liyakwazi ukugcina inzuzo okuthiwa i-value. Nga into ungakwazi ukuthi ingagcina inzuzo uyifihle endlini uyigcine e-bank ikusebenzele kawuyifuni lawe. Ngahola namhlanje amabhondi ami ngithi ngiyadonse kupheleni kwenyanga nxa kade eyi 2000 kumbe eyi 3000 beyi 100,000 kungenzeka abe selingene ukuthi ngigade kuphela. Ngakho ke ngiyaphangisa ngiwathengise. Nxa siwathengisa ngobunengi kutsho khona ukuthi aphelelwa ngamandla ngokuba asuka nje seyizibi ezithengiswa ngabantu bengazifuni. Okumele kuqondiswe yilokhu abantu abakusolayo edoleni leZimbabwe, ikakhulu ukuthi isimo somnotho kasimanga kahle, i-industry isebenzi kahle, akula foreign currency elizweni, kanti ke leze politiki leze zifanele ziqinise kakhulu ezomnotho abantu abazithemba ukuthi zime ngendlela efaneleyo. Ngakho ke hayi liza kuwa lisiya phambili okwedlula lokho, kuzathatha isikhathi ukuthi lize nqandeke ngendlela efaneleyo.
Ungathi usubonakala yini kuntengo umthelela wokuwa kwedola leZimbabwe ngama points ayinkulungwane kusukela ngeviki edluleyo kuze kube namuhla?
Izinto lokho ezikhwele njalo kazimangala kancane, lokho eziqhubeka zisiba isimo lesi singa abantu abaningi abengenelisi ukuthi bathenge, ngoba siyazi abantu abaningi abasebenze elizweni, abasebenza bahola imali encane, abaningi bahola amabhondi othi nxa ufika esitolo uthola ukuthi awusathengi lutho. Abanye bahola nje imali enelokuthenga ibhayi esepa, iflower, lechukela, kuphele khona lapho uze kufanele ukuthi uzwe uhole kupheleni kwenyanga. Lusizo olunye lwesabekayo phakathi kwelizwe. Ngakho ke ukulungisa idola, amandla edola ayisikho kuzalungisa imbilaphi le. Aselapheni isilonda, isilonda ngezomnotho ezingasebenzi kahle, singanqanda zona, le dola lizaba lamandla, impilo izaba ngcono ngokulungisa ezomnotho. Ukuxothanisana le dola namandla edola akunqandi lutho, akulungisi lutho.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi, iNational Consumer Rights Association. Sixoxe njalo losomabhizimusi wakoBulawayo oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Alec Ndlovu.
Kuvele khona okuqondileyo ukuthi ama-market forces kube yiwo kanye alawula i-exchange rate. Kodwa-ke ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende kumele ukuthi acaphelisise kakhulu lokho esingathi thina i-supply side yama-earnings e-foreign currency. Uza kwenza njani-ke lokho uhulumende? Uhulumende kusamele ukuthi aqala thatha amanyathelo aqine kakhulu ekuthini akhangele ukuthi i-foreign currency engenayo elizweni kusamele ingene i-foreign currency evela kuma-export earnings ukwenzela ukuthi a-improve i-supply side. Supply side ye-foreign currency inga-stabilizer kumarket, i-forex ibe available lasema-bank, uzathola ukuthi-ke kuzakwenza ukuthi le cost yayo iyehle yephansi. Le cost yayo nalini imali esiyithenga emkambo omnyama ayisoze zibe khona, ngoba abantu babezabe sebesiyayithola emabhanga-ke ngentengo esesigabeni esiqondileyo.
Uhulumende usola lina osomabhizimusi uthi likhuphula intengo mahlayana nje, yini elibangela ukudilika komnotho?
Ku-business world kankomo intengo zempahla isikhathi esiningi zilawulwa yilokho esithi thina ngama-business operating costs. Ungakhangela kathi esisimo esikiso kwelakithi lapho zathola ukuthi ama-business amaningi athengisa impahla ezivela ngaphandle kwemingcele yethu. Lapho kozathola ukuthi kuvele kuhle kube le ndleko enkulu kakhulu eyokuqaleyo ukuthi yona i-source capital uyizuze ngaphi, itholakala emkambo omnyama. Bese kuzabaka le ndleko ze-transport zisiyathatha-ke lezo mpahla esizithengisayo ngaphandle kwelizwe. Bese kuzokuba futhi le ndleko zani eze-customs duty. So ama-prices kakhulu emkhathini wanjalo kunzima ukuthi abe stable.
Inyathelo le-Reserve Bank leli ubona liphathisa yini? Siyibona kusiba lokuzinza kwezenotho.
Ngingathi ngamafitshane hayi, ukuzinza komnotho kusesekhatshana kwelakithi, ngoba lapho uhulumende sesingathi u-address ama-symptoms athi imbangela. Kukhanya kusafiphele sibili okwalesi sikhathi ngaphandle imigomo kahulumende kusafanele ukuthi iqalise sibili ukuthi izuze ama-earnings kumbe izuze i-foreign currency kulane sengathi ngama-traditional sources ayevele enika uhulumende imali, njengoba ngike ngathinta ngaphezulu industrial activity, ama-exports through esiyabe sikwenza sikuthengisela ngaphandle, kanye lokuzuza futhi imali esizabe siyithola ngokuthengiswa kwalezi ezenjiwayo. Alubani kungaqalisa ukuthi kuphatheke kuhle ama-earnings wona lana vela kwezenjiwayo kubuye ngokufaneleyo kuqonda ku-RBZ ngokuphuphuma la ngokugcwala kwakho. Hayi, ngibona nganxa kungaqalanga kwenziwa lokho, hayi ukuzinza komnotho kusesebucwadlana, kuseseluvile bana, kusesekhatshana lathi.
Umnumzana Alec Ndlovu ngosomabhizimusi njalo uyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Kuqhutywe inkonzo ewange izolo kukhunjulwa izisebenzi ezingamakhulu amane lamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 427 ezadilikelwa ngumgodi owahle waba lingcwaba lazo ewange Colliery Mine ngomnyaka ka-1972. Izisebenzi lezi zazisemgodini lo zigebha amalahle. Imizamo yokuzihlenga kumbe ukukhipha izidumbu yehlula. Abangamachumi amathathu lasithupha 36 kwakungabelungu, njalo isinye isihlobo sabo sibikwa sibuyile sivela eScotland ukuzonanza lolu suku lapho obekuthe gwaqa khona iziphathamandla zikahulumende ezamankampani ehlukeneyo agoqela ewange Colliery kanye le minteni yalabo ababhubhayo. Usithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxele umfundisi siyaphambili Moyo owesonto yeLiving Christ Pentecostal Ministries International ongomunye wabachumayele kulumbuthano.
Bebuthene endaweni lapho okwabhujela abantu abangu-427 ngomnyaka ka-1972 June. Sikhumbula umonakalo lo wayedlayo, njalo kokunama-widows akwana 63 abangabani abaphela ngomkabo esikhathi senalethu ngo-1972. Sibe lesikhathi esihle kakhulu, abantu besabelela bekholisa. Even i-Ministry of Mines was represented yikhona le nkokheli yewangecolliery company ogoqela u-managing director, ubekhona lama-heads of departments athile abekhona. Konke kuhambe kahle, sabelana lezikankulunkulu ebemduduza abantu laphiwa ngecolliery elishiya layo kafitshane ukuthi yini ekwenza layo ama-widows la bekhumbula imisebenzi yenziwa umkabo ngesikhathi sasebenze nali khampani. Kulamanye amakhampani adebithe izibhedi nge-63 kutho ukuthi i-blanket for i-widow elikhona khona lapho. Thina njengezamabandla siqhubeka sibakhuthaza ngokubakhulekela nokubanikeza ithemba ukuthi hhayi ngabangakhathazeki beshiya kumaybe chapter 11 ku-2830 ukuthi wozani kimi lini elikhathelele lisindiweyo ngeliphumuze ngelinikeze lokuthula. So thina kakhulu njengabezomoya siyabanika nje isilithwala labo.
Uqhubeke njani umsebenzi njalo libona ingani injongo yenu liyifezile?
Engakuthi ngamaphikana ukuthi injongo yakhona ifezakele, ngoba abantu bebekhanya bejabulile kakhulu izini nangesikhathi sebesenza ito right round endaweni yakhona. Abanye bebuye bethwela ama-flowers ubona bejabulile bafaka phambana. One white man who came all the way from Scotland naye landa khona lokho elanda i-commemoration nale, babona umuntu ekuthravela all the way from Scotland elanda kutho ukuthi kuyinto eqakathekileyo. Ngibona ngani abantu belungu baqakathekisa kakhulu izinto ezifana nalezi, kwesi sikhathi bathiyene nathi abantu abamnyama bamqakathekisa kakhulu ngoba ubuyethwele nama-flowers iqala kade ukuthi uma ethuke nawo khona le-Scotland elokho ekuhamba nawo ewathwele ezinto egeni khonapho bamqakathekisa kakhulu. And ngithe ma ngixoxa naye kuthi yena abangani bakhe yibaba kuchelwa abazali, ayisiwe na direct club ngoba sanibo abangani bathi babaphuthelwa ngabazali ngaleso sikhathi yena wayele 5 years. Kona kuqhakazile ukuthi hayi abuye yena azo represent abangani bakhe.
Kuyini elikwaziyo ngalesi sehlakalo lingakhumbuza abalali?
Lo yikuthi ukuthi ngomnyaka ka 1972 mhla ka 6 June ngo 25 past 10 kulezisebenzi ezazingaphansi komgodi ezikwana 427 lapho kwazwakala umdilimo omkhulu kakhulu izisebenzi lezaphuthukelwa ngomgodi zawela umgodi phakathi azanelisanga ukuthi zikhitshwe khona lapho so yikho indawo le kwakhe kwayenziwa khona lapho kwafakwa kwakhiwa nje imiduli kwafakwa namatshe ama-tombstone imiduli ethengisa nje amabizo abantu wonke abafela khona lapho yikho kwayenzakalayo so every year iwange Collier Company Limited iyenza nje umbuthano mhlaka-16 every year bekhumbula labo abasishiyayo besemsebenzini ngaleso sikhathi.
Umfundisi siyaphambili Moyo ngowesonto ye-Living Christ Pentecostal Ministries International ubexoxa ecingweni losithandekile Mhlanga we-Studio 7. Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni. Iphephandaba lekroniko lithi sokutholakale umuntu wakuqala edolobheni lakoBulawayo ophethwe ngumkhuhlane wesikhudo owe-cholera. Umuntu lo ubikwa engumfundi esikolo seMzilikazi High. Iphephandaba leli lithi njalo elizweni lonke jikelele bedlula inkulungwane ezimbili 2000. Abantu asebebanjwe lomkhuhlane futhi usubulele abantu abalithumi lanhlanu 15. Iphephandaba leHerald lona lithi iZimbabwe Electoral Commission isinxuse abantu abafuna ukuhlola ukhetho luza kwenziwa mhlaka 23 ngoNcwabakazi ukuthi babhalise amabizo abo. Uhlelo lokubhalisa lolu lugqitshwa mhlaka 18 ngenyanga ezayo. Abazahlola ukhetho beyizizalwane zeZimbabwe ama-local observers kuzamele bahlawule ichumi lamadola aseMelika, i-$10. Abavela emazweni aseAfrika bona bazahlawula ikhulu lamadola $100, kuthi abavela phetsheya bahlawule khulu amane amadola $400. Sokuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Studio 7, sanibonani basakazi bethu abahle kunye nabalaleli. Ngithemba liphilile. Hey, hayi lami ngivimbele ngihlale phezulu kodaba, ngisagcizelela kule nkulumo kaba lo wakogodla. Hey, hawo babuya khuluma, hey alikhuluma iqiniso. Uyalikhuluma iqiniso impela, hey ngithulela isigcoko. Hayi lizwe lakithi selifile abantu benkosi. Yo, selifile ukuba kuyavuma. Singamazimbabweni sike sizamene ukuthi sikhiphe lokho. Hayi. Sivotele enye iphathi ngathi sasengcono, hayi ngoba hayi kunzima abantu bakithi. Kunzima impela, uqinisile umethu umuntu okhuluma ngezano PF unesibindi mina nami ngiyahluleka. Ukhuluma ngento ezano PF, hayi ngiyahluleka impela ngoba hayi izani siyithe kakhulu siyude. Isithe kakhulu kumanje sigcwele emazweni okuphephela sizama ukudinga ukuphila, hayi kunzima abantu bakithi. Kunzima. Bese ngicizelela futhi kulo okhuluma ngokuthi amaovethu ezumuntu 38 nayithe salwela inkululeko. Yebo, walwela inkululeko ungathunywanga ngumuntu uma usukuhlukumeza abantu. Uma ngabe kuyakuhlula, hey, imele eceleni ngale. Ungena abanye bazama ukulungisa ilizwe baba ngoba kunzima. Ubi kakhulu abantu bakithi. Lami ngalawa amagama ngiyabonga.
Linjani ku-Studio 7? Linjani? Ya, uNdlovu lapha eFinegral. Ya, sembuyile madoda. Ayifoni ayingasasebenzi. Sembuyile mpela, sembuyile. Injani kodwa ngapho? Sifuna ukuzwa ngendaba zasekhaya lapho sikhiphane lapha sizwe ukuthi kwenzakalani ekhaya lapha. Ya, bengicela i-news nje linikele. Thumelele i-news nje lapha. Chris Gande lapho lingithumezele i-news lapha. Ngiyabonga madoda amahle. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Kozi, welikhatshana. Ah, ngaphansi kwelanga kuyatshisa, kuyavutha. Hayi, uSathane wenza intando yakhe shuwa. Okukhona umkhuleko umthandazo kuphela. Yikho ukuthi impilo ingaba ngcono.
Hey, salibonani Studio 7, salibonani Studio 7, linjani basakazi bethu, nasiyaphila kakhulu lapha manje. Hey, into kwabatsha laba abalandelile izano abaphume kuzano mana abantu mani. Izano hayi mana kulona iqembu lelinile abantu abatsha. Kodwa uma ulandelile izano umuntu omusha ufana lesigebengu. That is ukuthatha ngathi umuntu ongaphelelanga ngathi umuntu oyingozi kakhulu emphakathini. Ngoba izano soqembu lelinile lelo. Phumani kuzano abantu bakithi, phumani abantu bakithi kuzano mani. Landi iqembu elisha leli TPC, ngene ngasikhulula ekupheleni kwethu ngoba sithwele nzima emhlabeni lawo, sithwele nzima shemu kakhulu. Uma kungathi izano wini la siyabe siyahlupheka size sikubone.
Studio 7, Studio 7 ninjani? Izindawo zonke, hayi siyaphila, hayi siyezwa ngeyisefa ezisezindlini, ziright isefa ezisezindlini. Ngoba ugovernment uyatshontsha ulisela, ugovernment uyisela. Njengoba into ezikhuphukile kangaka abantu bengakwazi ukuthenga, ugovernment ebesekhala ngabantu. Ahambile amagolide, akunamuntu oboshiwe. Laba abangenamacala warivume basejele, kusabhekwa kuthiwa kusabhekwa kodwa ibheli useyitholile. Kubhekwani ma ibheli eseyitholile? Nayi umuntu ibheli esekayitholile uyaphuma. So nibone ukuthi into eyenzakalayo kayikho, kuzofana nama-election. Ukukhala kungasukudala ngendaba yama-election nizoza. Ngoba umthetho lona okhona hayi uzima nebandla lezanu PF uyabona.
Kustudio 7 ngibingelela kustudio esihle esikwazi ukupublisha ama-problems as it is, ama-problem ethu. Kubonakale i-treatment esiyenziwa izanu into our territories thina esingasingabezanu. Ngikhuluma nje njengakathesi ngabanjwa inkunzi ngabafana. 1 umntaka kansila, 2 umntaka headman. And that thing now, just because mina ngisungowezano, ukansila ngowezano, and the headman is also under zano, mina ikesi yami kayihambi. Even bona besiya emaphoyiseni makuthola sekuthi mina ngisungowezano, ikesi yami iyanyathelwa, iyachithwa.
Studio 7, Studio 7, linjani bantu, siyabonga inyuzi zenu elisilethela zona eziliqiniso. Eyi, ngizama ukuthi ngivule abantu bakithi bomthwakazi amehlo. Iningi labo abantu bakithi abakathungululi, ngiyaxolisa ukukhuluma igama elinjalo. Liyabona into le yenzakala kubomeya bethu lapha omguni lo vayisi ukuthi kutshona. Lizibuze liphinde ukuthi kwenzakalani. Bafuna ukuzofaka bani? Ngasibatshela thina njengemerapi ukuthi bafuna ukuzokholonize iBulawayo yonke befake abantu bempumalanga. Alikukholwa, angikwazi liza kukholwa sokunjani. Beqeda lapho sebezofaka ulimi lwabo ezikolo ukuthi babulale isiNdebele sethu. Asazi mali lokho elisala ukuthi okukhulunywa imthwakazi liqiniso, liza kubona seliforswa khonapho ukuthi litawula. Ngalitshela. Lezi ndlu aliphindi lithola abantu babeni bona abangalazi ndlu abasegoli abangaphingaphi, abaphinde bathole ama-stins. Babe sebephana bona bodwa njengoba libabona ukuthi bagange njani. Ngisazokubona.
Sanibonani Studio 7, njani? Sanibulisa nje nonke bafowethu. Hayi, siyezwa mpela bayakhuluma laba bathu kuthiwa bani Obed Mpofu bakhona lapho. Hayi, bayakhuluma uyabezwa ukuthi batanasa mpela, bazithembile ukuthi hayi ngoba nakho sebesebenzisa ama-CO usebenzani. Akunandaba bekeleni bebuse, siyazi basazobusa vele yona le next 5 years, ngoba vele siyazi ukuthi abantu ange bevote kahle bazoyithuselwa, ngoba phela vele mani ongasabethuselanga ZANU-PF into engekho, ibandla elizondwa ngabantu. Abantu nje bayesaba, yikho bona babona ngathi banabantu, abanabantu, abantu bayesaba, bayathuselwa. Basitshela thina bazali akunakuthi banithanda, akunamuntu othanda ZANU-PF.
Lawo bekungamazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumele wona ngeWhatsApp. Lawo mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. kweze Melika wonke wabangusibalo kholo wesigaba seNew Jersey umnumzana Chris Christie ungene ngokusemthethweni kumncintiswano wokudinga ozamela ibandla lama Republicans kukhetho lukamongameli ngomnyaka ozayo. Abanye asebengene kumncintiswano lo babalisa owake wabangumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump owayengumsekeli wakhe umnumzana Mike Pence yena ungene kuthange. Kulo siba lukhulu njalo weFlorida umnumzana Ron DeSantis, umnumzana Tim Scott ongusenator kanye lonkosikazi Nikki Haley owayeyisikhonzi seMelika ku-United Nations phansi kukarhulumente kamnumzana Trump. Ozakhethwa phakathi kwabantu laba nguye ozamela ibandla lama-Republicans abe sengqikilana lomongameli Joe Biden owebandla elibusayo elama-Democrats kukhetho lungamongameli oluza kwenziwa ngolwezi kumnyaka ozayo. Esungula umkhankaso wakhe izolo uChristie uchothoze uTrump esithi ama-Republicans kamelanga amkhethe ukuba abuyele esikhundleni sikamongameli ngoba engumuntu olimina-mina njalo olamaphutha amaningi. Uphenyo luveza ukuba uTrump nguye okhokhelayo kumncintiswano wama-Republicans. Sixoxele ohlaziya ezombusazwe ohlala eMelika olilunga le-Triple-C umnumzana Tim Moringayi.
Ukungena kukamnumzana Christie, who was a governor in New Jersey, siyakwazi ukuthi i-New Jersey is a democratic state, but isabona ukuthi uChristie wa ngoba as a Republican beating a Democrat to be governor. So khonoko kumele kunanzelelwe ngoba it means ukuthi abantu abangasekele i-Democratic Party or i-Republican Party abathiwa ngama-independence lapha yibo ngathiwa bamngenisa esikhundleni sokugovernor. Wahlala waba successful, kwaba lokuyiscandal enyana okwe-Bridgegate lokuyana le New York, but angibonanga kungathiwa kuyamdisturba nge daba yakhe le yokusika the Republican nomination. I-process le e-democracy siyibona ihamba kuhle lapha nge-Republican Party. Uqala sasibona uNomzana Trump engathiwa vele enganyikinyeki ukuba nguye ozathatha i-representation ye-Republican okwesibili. But kathesi sesibona ukuthi ule ndaba esemakhothi lezi ezika-2020 e-Georgia, le special counsel ka-January 6 lapha, lokunye sikubona ngama-documents ayewathethe, ama-classified documents. So indaba zona lezi ngangithiwa zizambophisa ngoba wabanjwa uNomzana Trump ekhuluma ngezinto zona lezi zokuthi bamdingela amavoti e-Georgia and then wafihla amanye ama-documents ayemele achiye for the National Archives. So khonokho ngangithiwa kuzambhidliza mbijana, but okwakathesi asekwazi ngoba sibona iy'ndaba eziningi kade zichajwe uTrump vele uphunyukile and he is still in the race.
Umbona ephumelela yini uChris Christie sesikhangela ukuthi uncintisana labantu abafana laboTrump laboMike Pence labanye?
Ukukhontesta lamanye ama-contestants oNikki Haley owayengu-human ambassador loSenator Tim Scott labo Mike Pence labanye angiboni mina kungathiwa kule problem ngoba sikwazi ukuthi kathesi i-front runner or ihatshi eliphambili nguTrump. So abanye bonke laba they're trying to find their way ukuthi bamkhiphe khonapho esikhundleni sangikhona ukuthi angene. So mbona mina uGovernor Christie ebuya publicly loudly, siyakwazi ukuthi vele he cannot keep his mouth shut, besola uTrump. So khonapho ama-Republicans sebangana bodwa, sizabona ukuthi i-support ye-Trump will it still maintain. But okwakathesi mbona ngangithiwa abantu bonke abasengene kuhlelo leli they have a tough tall task versus uTrump olokhu ethandwa ngabantu abaningi, especially rural America abelungu that love him so much. So sizabona ukuthi uzahamba njani ngoba i-politics akuyaziwa ukuthi kusasa kulani. but uChristy laye ile chance yokuba inominee ma ingakwanisa ukukhipha umnumzana Trump from the front line kuyabe sekudabukile iresi sivulekile kumuntu wonke.
Umnumzana Tim Moringai uhlaziya ezombusazwe njalo ulilunga le-Triple C elihlala e-Ohio khonapha eMelika. Kwanele mthwakazi omuhle, likhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Asifeni sonke kweze kuseni njalo kusasa. Olivalelisayo ngisithi litshone kuhle yimi uNtunga Milinkomo. Kololukwana kwamatukanduna.